This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9, Saturday Magazine, Macca, and my co-host this morning is Joe Ball, the CEO of Switchboard. Quickly wanted to touch on interest rates, Joe, both for housing loans. A part people don't talk about is also consumer debt, but also how this impacts across the economy. So, yes, your housing loan, you know, will increase, but also if you're going for a, you know, a car loan or some other sort of loan, the interest rate is never as low as it is on a housing loan. So that is going to increase. And businesses of all kinds, small and large, that need to use someone else's money to help finance their business, to grow their business, they're paying higher interest rates, and that feeds into prices. For those people who rely on interest rates for income, yes, an increase is good. But, you know, realistically, the best interest rate you're going to get around at the moment for your money is about 1.5%. Like, you know, I wouldn't be getting too excited about that, to be honest. But housing loans have gone, well, mine, for example, has gone from 2.87, and at the end of June it will be 4.17. So it's actually gone up nearly 1.5%. So, you know.
This is some real insight here. We've got some, I think it's an interesting debate, actually, this thing about when you wanted to put it on the show, because I think there's also like how much people in our community have mortgages is an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Because we know that certain parts of our community are below the poverty line.
Yeah.
And we saw that in the Victorian 2017 census. So it can be very hard for our community to feel like this is a hip pocket issue. But
it affects rent.
It affects rent. It affects consumer confidence. Mm. It affects the cost of things. So it is an LGBT. You said this morning, actually, you said everything is an LGBTIQA+ issue.
It is.
I think that's really important. And I think that when we talk about mortgages, like for people who don't have it, it can just be like, oh yeah,
whatever. Yeah.
Whatever. Or they can, you know, how many times I hear people just say like, that will never happen to me. I will never be able to get a mortgage. But that in itself is a reason why we should talk about mortgages, right? Is why can't we get it? And they do come back to these economic questions.
And they do. And you know, in the US, it is quite common to, when you get a mortgage, it's 30 years fixed rate.
Amazing.
So, in Australia, certainly in recent decades, we've gone from, you know, majority of mortgages being variable to more than almost half now being fixed, two years, 3 years or 5 years. But in the US, it's 30 years.
Mm.
And that's one of the investment vehicles as part of their financial system. In Australia, the interest rates feed into rent. So if you're a landlord and you're renting a property out, it's not just, oh, look, I can get another $50 or $100 a month. In a lot of cases, they might be paying more interest depending on their loan, but it's supply and demand. So reality is it feeds into everything. And, you know, I think it's about 30-35% of Australians have a mortgage. Around a similar percentage don't, and a similar percentage rent. Now, obviously, a big proportion of those with mortgages are for rental properties as well. But you've got a situation there where we talk about this, but we need to understand how it actually feeds into the rest of the economy.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I think that also understanding about the RBA, and that's the Reserve Bank of Australia, and how dry that topic can be, but how we actually have an independent arbitrator. That's what it is in the economy.
Very disturbing when you're a treasurer sometimes.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people think that the treasurer does have, and this comes back to our previous conversation, how much do people understand politics, how much do people understand democracy, and how much do they understand the economics? And we've just gone through an election where we did talk about mortgages. That was one of the things, like, you know, there was a promise of the Liberal government of if you vote for the ALP, you'll get this increase in your mortgage. When actually, if you understand what was happening with the RBA or some sense of it, is that that's not set by the ALP or the coalition. There's certain inputs you can do to contribute, I guess. But I think government spending contributes, for example. But I think we need to understand what happened during COVID, which is the RBA wanted to encourage, you know, there was a need to encourage people to spend because people were in a position where they were quite fearful of spending. Mm. People weren't getting mortgages. People weren't taking out loans for cars, for big expenditure items. I don't think they were doing it for boats, for sure. No. So there was a sense that there was an underspending, and so there was that need to encourage people to spend, and now there's a need to regulate that, to decrease the spending. And that sounds very dry, but to understand that is also to be able to cut some of the crap through some of the political commentary, and also to understand, I guess, why your own mortgage is floating around, or how it can, because I think a lot of people take out loans and don't understand that this could happen.
Yes. And they don't. And yeah, you know, it's all in the terms and conditions, but you know, who reads them? Well, you haven't read the credit card ones because you don't have one.
Yeah.
But, I think it's interesting, you know, the spending equation. Did you know, Joe, that in one particular seat, which is now in the hands of an independent, the government was going to spend $8 million on some car parks.
Mm.
And when we asked the federal government for an equivalent amount for the Pride Centre, they said no.
Mm.
So the focus of the spending needs to change. It actually needs to go into communities and, you know, to represent the values of the community, not just, you know, car parks.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.